Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InterMatWrestle.com. Our friends along the way, a very special interview brought to you by our friends at Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at ClinchGear.com. You hear the noise in the background. Well, that noise is a young man walking away from a test he just completed at junior college. He joins us now. This is Matthew Gibson. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, man. Now, you're kind of a big deal. You're 6'5". How much do you weigh right now?
About 235,
240. All right. I know you've been talking to a couple coaches, and you've made a determination of where you want to continue your collegiate education once you you leave the current school you're at. What is that, Sierra?
Yeah, Sierra College.
All right. So you're at Sierra, and you're going to be heading off to join what program and what conference?
Iowa State Cyclones, Big 12.
So you're going to be wrestling in the Big 12. You're going to be wrestling for Kevin Jackson and Chris Bono. Who was the first to contact you? How long have you been in touch with the program, that type of thing? Give us a bit of a layout.
Well, I was talking to Iowa State since Cale was there. Like, I wanted to go there since I was in high school. And when he left, I was kind of disappointed. But then I looked up some background info on Kevin Jackson, and me and my mom did, and we both thought that it'd still be a great choice for me to go there, and I still was in love with the school and the program. Like, you guys have a record of success the past couple of years. And I've been talking to Chris Bono. I got in contact with him. I think I sent him an email a while back, and I got in contact with him a couple months ago. And ever since then, he's been talking, excited. I went out there on a visit, and I fell in love with it. Oh, I've been out there before, but, you know, I got to hang out with the team and everything, and I really enjoyed the team. Just the environment of wrestling and school. I'm just really excited to get out there.
Group of interesting fellas, that's for sure, and they're challenging for the number one spot right now. They've got a number two seed in America as they head into the NCAA championships. Our guest, Matt Gibson, he has just given a verbal to Iowa State University to wrestle for them starting this fall. I got to believe you're going to be watching the national championships on either Takedown Radio or listening to them or watching them on ESPN, ESPNU to see how the boys do.
Yeah, definitely. ESPN, me and my roommates are excited. We might have a little get-together
this
weekend at our apartment.
Let me go back a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about your background, Matt. You weren't always 6'5". You weren't always 230 pounds or whatever. Talk to us about when you started in wrestling. When did you first get the wrestling bug?
I was a freshman in high school when I started wrestling, and I was always pretty tall. I was about 6'4" when I started. I haven't really grown since sophomore year. Well, I grew and I filled out a lot. I started off at 145 when I was about 6'4". And then I grew about an inch, and I filled out a whole lot. I started lifting recently over the summer, not too heavy, just, you know, not so. When I got to Iowa State, hopefully I put on about 15 more pounds.
Wow.
And the rest has just been natural growth.
Natural growth. And your coaching? Talk to us about who's been coaching you along the way.
Well, in high school, I had my coach was Mike Seriano. He's from Pennsylvania originally. I believe he was a state qualifier his senior year in Pennsylvania at 103 pounds. And he was just he wasn't the best technician. He was a really intense coach. Like, his philosophies and stuff, I still use a lot of those today. Like, if I shoot, I score. If the other person shoots, I still score. Be intense, keep moving. And he was just a really intense coach, and it really benefited me a lot, especially when I went to the Iowa State camp my sophomore year, and I was able to apply a lot of that technique with a lot of his philosophies my junior year, and that's when I really started to get successful in wrestling.
Tell me a little bit about your style, because I know you've wrestled some... pardon my phone here, but I know you've wrestled some big guys, and you've had some tremendous success. Talk to us about some of the most recent guys, like Zach Ray and others.
Well, I've always I've had the same style. I've been practicing and trying the same moves since I was a freshman. I always thought moves like low shots were cool, like the low single, the sweep single. On top, I always like the ride legs and the power halves, leg turks. Just be a really good grinder on top, ride really tough on top. Be good on bottom with switches and Petersons and whatnot. A lot of stand-ups. Just stay basic with the moves that I enjoy. And I've just been perfecting those and working on those same moves for the past, since I started wrestling.
Jumping
I guess right now it's finally starting to pay off.
Well, I guess it has been. If you caught the eye of Kevin Jackson, Chris Bono, and whatnot, I mean, just an email ain't going to get it. I mean, you've got to have something behind that email. And it's obvious. You can go on YouTube and insert the name Matt Gibson. You'll come up with some incredible matches. This kid is strong. Matt, if I may call you a kid, you're strong. You're well-developed, top to bottom, muscular. But what I've noticed from the videos is I'm watching you flow through your moves pretty quickly. In other words, you've got...
Pardon me?
That's you. You've got great follow.
I'm sorry. Say again. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, it's okay. Matt, is that your phone?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's really cool. Okay. What I was talking about was your ability to flow through your wrestling moves. In other words, when you hit, you don't just hit a move. You go for one, two, three things in succession, and it's a real pleasure to watch it wrestle. Do you have international aspirations as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I talked to Coach Jackson the other day. And he said, well, we look forward to having you for 3 years at the Iowa State program. And I said, no, I look forward to being there for six because I want to try out for the Olympics in 2016 as well as 2012. So I do have big aspirations for international wrestling, and hopefully Iowa State will allow me to fulfill those goals for myself.
You know, you're walking into a program, certainly you're earning your opportunity here, but you're walking into a program that has had what we call an undersized heavyweight, in David Zabriskie, an overperforming undersized heavyweight in Zabriskie, somebody that right now is number one in the country. He has defeated the other number one guy. It's been a real battle. I don't see the heavyweights changing that much over the next 5 to 10 years in that it's going to be an exceedingly competitive battle. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I noticed that. All the ranked guys are sophomores and there's some freshmen in there, some juniors, but I'm actually really excited, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to be afraid of competition. I'm not going to run from competition. I'm just going to try and work at my hardest and be as successful as I can. And hopefully, I believe that if I'm as successful as I can be, I'll be a national champion 3 years in a row.
Well, that's a hell of a goal, I'll tell you that right now. Let me ask you this. When transferring, studies are always important, academics. What are you studying now, and what do you see yourself pursuing at Iowa State?
Right now, my major is liberal arts. Just like get my AA degree and transfer out of here pretty easy. And then when I get to Iowa State, I'm thinking about changing my major to criminal justice.
What is it about criminal justice that has your interest?
Well, after I get done wrestling, I wanted to pursue maybe mixed martial arts fighting. So I was thinking I could move down to SoCal, Southern California, and become a police officer down there, or maybe a firefighter, and just pursue fighting out there because that's where it's really big and flourishing. And there's a lot of law enforcement down there as well.
You know, if you think about the time you've had with your mother and family out in California, you're going to be moving literally halfway across the country, following in the footsteps of guys like Varner, okay, and many others that have left California and come to Iowa, Iowa State, Michigan, Minnesota, et cetera. Are you ready for that big move?
Yeah, I am. I'm more than ready. I can't wait. I mean, I don't want to say I can't wait to leave my family and friends out here, but I can't wait to start this new experience and, get on with my life.
All right. You've And you've had a visit here, right?
Yeah, I've been out there 3 times already.
And so what was your initial impression of Iowa State and the campus there and the room and the guys and all that? What was your first impression like?
I was just so surprised that just everybody around Iowa State, everybody on campus knew the wrestlers, and they were kind of looked up to on campus as, like, you know, the big dogs. Like, usually it's the football team or the basketball team, but in Iowa State it seems to be more focused on the wrestling team than anything else.
I think you're probably right, although Iowa State's football team seems to be coming along rather nicely, and their basketball team has got a little bit to work on, but I'm sure they'll come along. It's kind of fun planning the future, and you've got 3 years in front of you, possibly six, as you would like. Give us an idea of what kind of food budget we're going to need to set aside for you up there at Iowa State. I mean, you're a big guy. What kind of food do you eat?
I'm not picky. Whatever's in front of me, I'll eat as much as possible.
All right, so, I mean, you're one of those guys, I think, that has a physique that you don't have to watch your weight as much as mine did. In other words, you can pretty much eat what you want to satisfy your desire, but you're adding muscle, right? You're still training.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So, well, probably a lot of proteins and carbs.
Yeah, I think once Kevin Jackson gets his hands on you, this is a man who's been modifying his body for a long, long time. And at once he was a professional fighter as well in the early days of the UFC. And this guy can absolutely scrap, but he is a very technical athlete. Are you prepared for the battle between Iowa and Iowa State?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that ever since I saw the duel this year and last year. It's so exciting. I can't wait to get out there in front of all those fans and spotlight, just do my best. I mean, hopefully, you know, I'm going to beat Iowa. That's the goal. But I'm just really looking forward to that match.
You know, there's a lot of respect between the two programs, but not a lot of love lost, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, buddy. Hilton Coliseum, that will be your new home for at least three seasons at Iowa State University. I know that once some academic issues get taken care of, you're going to have some challenges for your spot, though. Are you prepared for the challenges for your spot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm prepared. I have faith that I can start at Iowa State. I have faith that I can start at any program I go to as long as I work my hardest and, you know, time allows me and I don't get hurt. I don't see myself not starting. I'm not going to go to a program and expect not to start, you know.
That's very cool. Real quick, before I let you go, describe for us what it was like wrestling that big man, Zach Ray.
Zach Ray, I mean, I watched him wrestle on TV. You know, my mom called me and we wrestled. I watched the Penn State Lehigh duel, so I was familiar with him already, but I never thought I'd, you know, wrestle him face to face so soon. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I learned a lot from that match. Next time I wrestle him, hopefully I'll have some better results. But it was a big growing experience for me. It showed me what I need to work on.
Well, I think that's probably the best part about it. It does give you an education. If you take away from a loss, you know what it's meant to be, and that's a learning experience. I think you're halfway there, man. That's it. Well, all right. So it's fair right now that I call you a Cyclone.
Yep.
All right. When do you see yourself arriving at Iowa State?
I don't know. As soon as possible. I still have to talk to the coaches some more. I didn't get to speak with them too much. I just verbaled a couple days ago, and they're getting ready for nationals. But hopefully soon, so I can start training.
Well, you and I have been talking for a couple of days, so I know exactly when you verbaled, but you did it right here on TDR. I appreciate you taking the time. How'd you do on your test today?
I think I did really well. It wasn't too hard.
Listen, you are quietly confident. I like that about you, Matt Gibson. I can't wait to see you wrestle within the 12, within the NCAA Division I. It's going to be fun. The battles await you, and I know you're ready and prepared. I can't wait to see you in action.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time, Matt. I appreciate it. Hey, give my best to your mom, will you?
All right, I will do.
All right, buddy.